Conversions matter. Conversions. Noun. When a recruit becomes a hire and signs on to your team. I'm so excited. We've been talking to Jane for a few months, and she just reached out about making a switch. I would love to build a relationship with you, starting with this event. Would you come as my personal guest? I would be honored to host you. Notice how this message affirms the person. I complimented them specifically and made it clear that I was interested in building a relationship with them. Explains why they should come. I explained the event and made it clear that this invitation was specifically for them due to my respect for their work. Removes the tension. I make it clear that this is about building a relationship, not just recruiting. To further help you gain clarity on conversions, I'll share the stories of two coaching clients, Elizabeth and Celia, in a bit. But first, let's look at the C that everybody wants to see. So, you sent some messages and gotten some content out that seems to resonate with a potential recruit. But how do you turn a connection into a hire? Would it surprise you to learn that conversion and conversation come from the same root? In Latin, conversare means to turn around or transform, and conversare means to keep company with. So, a conversation was basically when people turned around or transformed together. It's interesting, though it makes a lot of sense. Good conversation is the key to good conversion. So, when I coach clients on how to write scripts, I keep these points in mind. I'm a bit script obsessive. Seriously. I'm so into recruiting scripts that my friends, who know I coach around this, will often send me the worst of the worst scripts when they appear in their inboxes. So the question is, what makes these scripts bad? And on the other hand, what makes a good, effective, impactful script that will make people want to meet with you? Well, I'll give an example of a bad script I saw not too long ago. The recruiter had sent the generic message to many people through LinkedIn messages. Basically, he was inviting them to attend an event with other professionals. Hi, I promise this isn't a recruiting email. I wanted to invite some professionals like you to attend this awesome event. I think Jim will have some great insight for those in the industry. You'll notice that this was vague. I mean, who's Jim, for one thing? And, well, this isn't an email. It's a LinkedIn message. And do you even know the person you're sending this to? You get the idea. This message was poorly thought out in just about every way. I looked up the person who was speaking, and they had written an award-winning book, so why not mention that? Every recruiting message needs to do three things. It needs to lead with affirmation, establish why you should meet with me, remove the tension. All of that together will lead to relationship building rather than recruiting. Here's a quick rough draft for a recruiting message based around a similar event. Dear insert name, I promise this isn't a recruiting message. We haven't met, but I'm a fan, at least from a distance. Insert something specific that they have done. Research your people. I wanted to extend an invite to this event I'm hosting. I'm expecting some top talent from our industry to attend. I am also handpicking a couple of people I would like to get to know, you being one of them. The event will take place in time, place. The speaker will be named. He is an international speaker who authored a book relevant to this topic. It will bring clarity to having success in a tough environment. I think there will be value in this for you as we look forward to next year, as this market is changing quickly. I believe this is a great opportunity for the right people to gain relationships and market share.